The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
Hi, Gil. I'm great today. You know, I've been spending a lot of time outside. We've had some really warm weather in the Washington, D.C. area, and a lot of the bulbs are up, the daffodils are up, the hyacinth are up. They smell so good. It makes me think of spring.
Well, as long as we're getting outdoors, there's a lot more you can do outdoors than, wake up and smell the roses.
Or the hyacinths, as the case may be.
Oh, there
yes.
You go.
Yes. You can get outside and start your outdoor entertaining, right? Because it's the time of year when your mind turns to the outdoors. It's getting warmer. And so how about we talk today about outdoor kitchens?
Now you're talking. Yeah, let's start with basics.
Okay, so that would be the grill. Of course, my husband's favorite way to cook all year round. With so many choices and price points, there are four key questions you have to ask yourself before you start shopping for one. First of all, what type of cooking do you intend to use it for? Second, how often do you expect to grill? Third, how many people are you going to be grilling for? Is it mostly going to be your family of four or close neighborhood 14 friends over, or like you're going to have 40 people in every weekend? And then, of course, how much do you want to spend? Charcoal grills range between $35 and $1,000 and up, not including the charcoal, of course, which, interestingly, is more expensive per barbecue than the amount of propane you'd use for the same cookout. But with charcoal grills, cheap doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be shoddy or low budget. You know, even though it's cheap, it can really be cheery. You can get a great deal on a real quality grill at a low price when you're talking charcoal. Whereas with gas, cheaper is often, well, just cheaper. So, and gas grills, in fact, have an exceptionally wide price range from under $50 to $5,000 and up, plus assembly, and then you have your natural gas hookup, your propane tank, your cover, all that other stuff.
Okay, very briefly, let's give them the basics of what you can get in gas grills then, because that's a pretty wide price range. So let's explore some of those ranges, okay?
Okay, so we'll start at the bottom and work up. So let's say $50 to $150 range. In that range, those grills are the most economical options for families. They're going to use liquid propane from refillable tanks, but they're not going to last as long as the more expensive models. They're going to be made typically of lightweight steel or aluminum bodies, and they're going to have thin steel rod cooking grates that are going to warp after time. So the next price range up, you're talking $150 to about $350. And on that kind of a gas grill, you're going to be able to cook about two dozen burgers at a time. Your burners are going to put out a middle-of-the-road power in that price range. It's not going to be a great grill in colder climates year-round because it won't keep the heat in as well in cold weather if you're trying to cook outside in colder weather. But you do get at that range, the higher end of that range, you start to get some nice storage cabinet space with your grill. So, okay, so let's kick up another notch. So from $350 to the, say, $600 range, now you're going to get longer-lasting quality. You're talking about a grill made with heavy cast aluminum or thick-gauge steel. You're talking about a grill that can handle enough food for 15 to 18 people. You're talking about better storage. You're talking about stronger burners. And often these are the type of grills that will have the casters on them so you can move them around. So from there, you really ratchet up. Once you get to thousands of dollars, you're talking top-of-the-line burners and more of them. You're talking more heating and cooking capacity. You're even talking fancy things like infrared sear burners, rotisserie burners, wow, lights, a nice amount of storage. They're easier to clean, and they'll slice your carrots and clean your floor. No, I'm kidding about that last part, but they do a whole lot of stuff. So.
Can they make the bed? No.
They can't make the bed. No, they can't make the bed.
Okay.
But it would be a fire hazard if they tried to make the bed. But you could go to houselogic.com/radio for more info about grills and about smokers, which are increasingly popular.
But some of the home shows, I've been seeing some very elaborate accoutrements for outdoors. Can you tell us about some of the things that are out there now?
Okay, so if you're considering specialty items like sinks and fridges, because a lot of these accoutrements, you're right, there are a lot of them, but they're very expensive, you want to think about your lifestyle and how much time you really spend outside. Will you get your money's worth from an outdoor appliance that can cost into the thousands of dollars?
All right, because of what, the installation or what?
Well, that's part of it, because you're going to need electricity, you're going to need hot and cold water, you're going to need a drain, and if that stuff's not nearby to where you're putting in your outdoor kitchen, you're going to have to run the lines for that. But also, outdoor appliances need to be extra rugged, and so they can require things like, you know, extra insulation, and so that tends to add expense to them, more so than indoor appliances.
Okay, and say that you want to add an outdoor sink to all of this.
Okay, so that's a good example to walk through. First, as common sense will tell you, the more expensive options tend to last longer, right? Stainless steel is the most popular material for an outdoor sink. You want sinks built of grade 304 stainless, which is more resistant to corrosion. So here's a little test you can do to tell the grade of steel. If a magnet sticks to it, it's not 304. So when you go shopping, take your little magnet. The cost range for these sorts of sinks is 100 to about 500 and up. And you're going to have additional costs like for the faucet, the sink strainer, the plumbing. Your average lifespan, you're looking at 5 to 10 years.
Great information as always. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.